Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea that we have no more information on the stock exchange, which they're saying has been closed down for a couple of hours because of a technical glitch. We're a little tiny bit suspicious of that explanation, given the volatility of things going on, but who knows? We'll keep you informed as we know anything. But for right now, what they're trying to do is get it up and running before the close at 4 o'clock. So we'll see. Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. Alrighty, let's talk. We were going to talk about, is it the most significant time in your life? Is that what we were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
We will start with Ruth, and Ruth says, college years, so much learning and growth. I grew into an adult.
Okay, yeah. And probably the first time away from home, probably first time on your own. So there you go.
Jean says, birth. I was getting claustrophobic.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to know that you've overcome that problem.
Diane says, just after college, I was open, clear. I was open, clear-headed, and footloose and fancy-free.
Well, I mean, I'd love to know what's happened since, but okay.
Petra says, my pregnancies because I have scar tissue and a huge wall in my uterus. I have had a lot of losses to overcome and three tough pregnancies that made it the whole 9 months, and now I get to raise three amazing miracles.
All right, so read that again, because I was getting a different impression than what she actually sort of ended up saying. Could you read that again for me?
She says, my pregnancies, because I have scar tissue and a huge wall in my uterus, I've had a lot of losses to overcome and three tough pregnancies that made it the whole 9 months, and now I get to raise three amazing miracles.
So that was the most significant time in her life, is the, because I was sort of getting the feeling that the pregnancies were not much fun, but raising the kids is. Was that what you were getting as well?
That's what I think, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Good enough. All right.
Sheila says, the years when I finished college and went into the work world, I had to figure out how to get along with my coworkers, how to deal with work demands, and how to get what I needed in my personal life.
Wow. I mean, basically, I'm not sure how old our pregnant person was, but it sounds like early 20s are significant for an awful lot of people. Okay, keep going.
Diane says, now is always the most significant time in my life. Now is when I have the power to actually do what I want with my life. I also know the most about myself now. I think getting pregnant with my daughter was a very powerful catalyst that helped me begin to learn this. Now is also the best time of my life. May it always be so.
Amen. There you go. Good for you.
And, Becca, our last comment here, Becca says the same thing. She says, now, the moment I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I remember reading something by Cher, who said that she hated getting older. She hated her life, she hated her face, she hated her body, and I thought, man, that's a tough way to sort of go forward, to decide that everything that was good was behind you. Don't you think? I mean, that seemed to me kind of sad at best, if not very self-defeating.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, I know some women who were beautiful. I mean, striking as young women. And I mean, they're still very attractive, but it's not the same. And it's amazing if that's who I've always felt if you're going to be gorgeous or smart or successful, do it as late in your life as possible. I mean, you know, probably not a year before you're going to die, but still, because then you'll learn to count on other things, and all that success or all that acclaim or whatever it is that you're going to get is going to make you, it's going to be based on something rather than something, based on something solid as opposed to something you're likely to lose. So, yeah, that's so good on you. And again, sort of, although one of the things that I do, especially when I used to do a lot of marital work with couples who were having some trouble, because very few people would come to a therapist if their marriage was going very well. And I'd say, you know, go back and look at your wedding pictures together and remember what it is that you saw in each other then. Because quite often that hasn't gone away. It's just your awareness of it. It's just moved to a back burner. And it's not even that you take it for granted. It's just that you don't even focus on it anymore. Because day-to-dayness gets to be abrasive after a while. It's just, you know, it'll wear you down. And it doesn't have to. Alrighty, so it's an interesting kind of thing that the footloose and fancy free. I'm trying to remember. I basically agree with people who say now. I mean, I have, sort of doing things I want to be doing. Sort of, there's certainly some unsettled parts of my life, but having fewer responsibilities to daughter or to husband or to other people, and being able to choose where to put my responsibilities and where to put my energies is really, and I'm fortunate that my mom is still alive and healthy, and I have brothers and sisters who share the responsibility of taking care of her to a certain extent. And my dad lived a very long life, much more than anybody expected. So it's a much freer time of my life in some ways than it's ever been before. But I remember someone said to me a couple of years ago, if you could live any place you wanted to live and do anything you want to do, where would you live? And I said, I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. And that's kind of a pleasure. I mean, if nothing else, figuring it out and appreciating it. You know, I think it's very easy sometimes to get caught up in the middle of our lives and the day-to-dayness of our lives and sort of not appreciate. And, you know, when you look back on things, quite often when I look back, I think, gee, you know, you were not as funny looking as you thought you were. or looking back and saying, wow, you didn't look very happy. I wonder what was going on there. So, again, I think that being aware of who we were, who we are, and who we want to become is part of the journey. We are lives in progress. We are under construction. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it's probably a good thing. I mean, the idea of being exactly who you were 10 years ago or 15 years ago or even 5 years ago, I think is alarming, don't you? I mean, wouldn't you rather sort of feel like you're learning new stuff and becoming a different kind of person? There was another article today about the story that we covered yesterday where they did a huge study of people from 26 to about 36 and deciding that some of them were chronologically a little bit younger than their age, or they were metabolically a little younger than their chronology, but a lot of them were a lot older. And they said that there's actually a correlation between metabolic health and how you look. And they showed pictures of people in their 20s and said, all right, pick out who you think looks oldest and what age. And it turns out they're saying that signs of aging can appear in your 20s. Which is, I suppose it's good news or bad news. Maybe if you look in the mirror and think, if you go to your reunion, maybe that's it. If you go to your reunion and you look older than everybody, maybe it's time to look at your lifestyle a little bit, right? Or call your plastic surgeon. No, I was only kidding about the second part. Did you know that that something like, I think 40% of all men color their hair? I know, talking about hair with Manny is always a little upsetting, right, Manny? Sorry.
It's a little bit of a sensitive subject.
Yeah, okay, Joy, walk away from the barber chair. Move away from the clippers. Sorry. Did you know that many men color their hair?
Well, we're going to
surprise you.
So I have a confession to make here when we come back.
Oh, goody. Manny's going to confess when he comes back. We love confessions.
You might be a little bit surprised by it, too.
I can hardly wait. All right, stay tuned for Manny's Confession. 855-993-7569. Call the National Enquirer. Manny's going to confess. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny is hoping that I have forgotten that he's going to make a confession.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't forget.
You knew I wouldn't forget. There's some things that are forgettable and some that are not. All right, what's your confession?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you mentioned the stat that, what was it, 40% of men use hair
color
dye.
Their hair, yeah.
And it was funny because I was just getting ready to say, well, you can count me in that 60%. But then I paused and I thought, well, wait a minute. Because at my very young, tender age of, well, I'm 31 now, but last year, I actually did this a few times. I have, when I'd grow my beard out, you know, I'd grow it out in kind of this chin strap type of thing going, you know, down from the sideburns.
Yeah.
And I had a few strands of gray hair that was growing in, believe it or not. And this was last year before I even turned.
Before you were 30. Oh,
yeah.
No.
And I'm looking in and I'm having the beard grow in because I just did the No Shave November thing and I just decided to keep it. And I'm seeing all these strands of gray hair and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is not cool.
Where did those come from?
Right. I'm not even 30 yet. I shouldn't be having gray hair.
Yeah, this isn't fair.
And so I went and got some dye.
Grecian formula.
Yeah, and I used it. It worked pretty good. I haven't used it a lot since just because I kind of got tired of putting it in. But
do you still have the beard?
No, I just have the goatee now, but I don't have the chin strap anymore. On occasion, I might grow it out, but right now, as of this moment, I don't.
Well, this is a good confession. We may make you the spokesperson. All right, as long as we're doing confessions, my parents were both prematurely gray, and I've had gray. I've never had gray hair. I've had white hair that started when I was about 12. And people would say, who do you get to streak your hair? And I would say, God, because it was natural. And when I got to be just about 30, 4 years ago, do not laugh. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. No, I got it.
Thank you. That was good. That was good. Thank you. My hairdresser said, it's time. So there we go. Mm. So my hair is, you know, I have very fair skin. And I had fairly dark hair, and now it's, you know, I mean, mine is light, it's blonde. I always had reddish hair, reddish brown, dark brown hair. And one year I went to Alaska, I took my mother and my sister to Alaska, and I didn't wear a hat because it was very late in the year, and I came back and it was blonde, because red hair gets bleached, sun bleached very easily. And everybody said, did you get a facelift? And I thought, no, but I think I just learned something. And so it's now a lot blonder now than it used to be. But the last time I was around my daughter, she said, oh, good, Mom, you're going natural. I thought, no, I'm not. Went and yelled at my hairdresser. But I learned everything I needed to know about gray hair. My grandmother had beautiful white hair. I mean, that like from the ads. You know, it wasn't yellow, it wasn't gray, it was white. And she had my Auntie Ruth, which was her sister, her kid sister. And I thought she had bright, flaming, kind of orangish red hair. I mean, it didn't look the least bit natural. And I thought there was like 20 years difference. There was three, which told me everything I needed to know about going white. Looks great on other people, not on this one. So what can I tell you? So now you know, folks, that you're dealing with two adorably groomed people. That's all I can tell you. You know, you should be proud of yourselves that even on radio, that we want to look our best for y'all. Did that sound convincing, Manny?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Well, you've got a vested interest in this one. All right, I thought what we'd do, because we've got a couple minutes here, is knock off a couple of, you know, as I said, if you guys are willing to respond to something on Facebook, it feels like it's my responsibility to sort of air your comments. And we have a bunch of responses. We've got a huge number of respondents, but we've also got a couple that have been kind of floating around, and we just thought we would kind of share them with you because I didn't want you folks to feel that we didn't care about your comments. And one was, with Cuba, where would you like to visit and why? And, I'm dying to go to Cuba. Would you go to Cuba if you got a chance?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind visiting Cuba, but a country I've always wanted to visit was Greece, though. I've always been really fascinated by the idea of visiting Greece and Athens in particular. So
I love Athens. You should also go to Delphi, which I did quite accidentally. But you know, Delphi, it's spooky. It's one of the spookiest places I've ever been. I've been to Athens and I've been to Greece. I'd like to go to the islands, but Greece is in free fall right now. I don't know what's going to happen with Greece. Hopefully they'll figure out a bailout that makes sense for everybody. Although they go through this all the time. The last time I was in Greece, they were going through this, except the last time was a military junta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was, and I had a rental car, and it was this huge problem because apparently you weren't supposed to drop it off there because it was a military government, and no one told me. And so they listed the car as stolen. It took months to, I mean, that was so. And I, you know, my daughter was a baby, I guess, when we went to Greece. And there are all these guys with, I keep going to places where there are guys with machine guns, which makes me more than a little nervous. And so they were sort of being a fuss, and it was absolutely unprincipled on my part. I held my kid up to the window, and she gurgled, and they let us through. She was like 6 weeks old at the time or something. Traveling with a very small baby. People would call her my passport, because... People are just, because in Europe, women, I suppose they do now, but in, you know, the bad old days, you basically did not go out in public with your child till they were two. So nobody ever saw other people's little tiny babies. And my daughter was, I think, 6 weeks old or something. She's a great traveler. Hmm. She still is. She's a very intrepid traveler. She's been lots of places. All right. So I'd like to go to Cuba. I agree with you. I'd like to go to the Greek Isles. But I'd like to go to China, but I'm not going to spend 24 hours in a plane. I already had a problem with 15, so I'm not going to do that anytime soon. Until I can kind of wiggle my nose and be there overnight, I don't think I'm going to do it. All right, let's see what other people, where they wanted to go.
Darren says, I want to go to Iran. Didn't really specify why. We just said we'd like to go to Iran.
Well, you know, Vietnam is supposed to be is getting to be a huge tourist destination. Speaking of which, I saw something in the paper yesterday. Guess what the number one tourist destination in the United States is?
Number one tourist destination in the United States.
It's New York City.
Yeah.
More than any place. I mean, something like, I can't remember, I think 56 million visitors or something.
Hmm.
And we're supposed to get 100 million or something this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, part of it is the World Trade Center is the most visited place in the universe right now. So
right,
that helps New York a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so Iran. Okay, what else we got?
Joe says, Scotland. I'm a Wallace by descent.
There you go. Scotland's a very interesting country. It's very green with the people who look like little Dresden dolls. One more, yes?
Robert actually says Cuba. I love Cuban food and would like to pick up some cigars, though I do not smoke. Also, I would love to open a car dealership and sell them new cars and take their old cars and bring them back to the States and auction them off.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to have a hard time letting go of their cars. 855-993-7569. See you in Cuba, Robert. Don't smoke that cigar in front of me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, we're in the last, we're in the waning minutes of today's program, so if you've got something on your mind and you need to chat with me about it, the reason we didn't do theater today is, that there wasn't really much theater that happened last week. So there'll be a little bit coming up, and I'll review it for you there. There's a lot of stuff coming up in the fall, and you may have been reading. Several people actually accosted me at the theater and said, do you think this is true? That because there have been some articles that say that Hamilton is going to sweep the awards for next year, which I think is true. I've seen it downtown, and it swept the off-Broadways. It swept Drama Desk. It's terrific. I think it won Best New Play, Best Musical, Best Director, Best Star. It's really wonderful, and it opens, I think it starts in previews the end of this month. And it will be the ticket. It's wonderful. And but it's just unusual for something to get that much publicity so far ahead of time. A lot of stuff coming in the fall, which is pretty usual. The November openings, a bunch of stuff opens before Christmas. We've got Misery. Remember this got Bruce Willis in it. Remember with it was James Caan and Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So that School of Rock, the musical, is opening. Which is different than, and apparently there's The Color Purple is coming back with Jennifer Hudson.
So backtrack for a second. They're going to do a play of Misery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to play the role that James Caan played in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Marvel. Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I lived in New York.
Well, you
I'd like
come.
To see that. That's
it's going to open in the fall. Yeah, I've never seen Bruce Willis on stage.
Huh. I love that movie. I thought.
I think everybody. I think she won an Oscar for it, didn't she?
She was at least nominated. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Al Pacino and China Doll coming in November.
Mm-hmm.
So a whole bunch of like George Takei, right?
Mr.
And
Spool. Yeah.
Yeah, is coming to Allegiance in November. So we've got a whole bunch of famous people coming. Let's see who else I've got here coming. That's Andrew Lloyd Webber's got, that's a School of Rock. Nobody's sure who's going to be in this yet. But this is the Jack Black. This was the play based on the Jack Black movie. So we'll see. Maybe they'll get Jack Black. Probably not. Who knows? I think he may be a little long in the tooth for this one. Danny Burstein is doing a revival of Fiddler at the end of the year. Noises Off, which is terrific. I've seen this like 14 times and love it. Andrea Martin starting in that after the first of the year. Linda Lavin is coming back in Our Mother's Brief Affair. So some really, what Broadway has started doing is big names. Audra McDonald's coming back in Shuffle Along or The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Followed, a backstage musical. They're redoing Falsettos. So that'll be Josh Radnor is going to be in She Loves Me with Laura Benanti. Let's see if there's anything else that Children of a Lesser God is coming. Oh, this should be interesting. The First Wives Club, remember the movie? The Faith Prince is going to be in it. Remember that? That was what? Bette Midler and Diane Keaton. And who was the third one?
Yeah. I never saw that movie. I remember when it came out.
Oh, it was great. Especially the last bit. They all get together and are going to get even with their husbands. So that was pretty good. Faith Prince hasn't been around for a while. Robert De Niro is going to direct A Bronx Tale, which is a musical version of Chaz Palminteri's solo, which I saw him do that, so it's not clear who's going to be in that. But apparently Robert De Niro is going to direct it, so that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll star in it. Probably not, but who knows. Can they're redoing. Cole Porter, Kate Baldwin's going to be in it. Let's see if there's anything else of there's. I mean, there's, this has been this year was the best theater I think ever in the history of the theater. There were 14 new plays that opened in April alone, which meant all of us were very busy. But it was terrific, and some plays that would have normally gotten huge number of awards didn't just because everything was so good. They're going to do Shakespeare in Love. Remember? The Gwyneth Paltrow movie is now going to be a play.
Yeah.
They're redoing Titanic. I don't know. Titanic wasn't...
Titanic into a play.
Well, they did. They already did it once.
Okay.
A couple years ago. And it didn't... I thought it actually worked fairly well. But they sunk the ship in Silhouette, which, I don't know, having seen the movie, I don't think it worked terribly well, but
mm-hmm.
All right. I'll tell you what. How about an email here? We got time for one?
Yes, I think we do.
All right, let's do it.
This is actually a follow-up from an email we got last week.
Okay.
And I say, Dr. Joy, I think I stumped you a bit. It is a seriously complicated issue. I think this is a follow-up from the. I think we got an email of a woman talking
woman
about
whose sister, yeah, whose brother is
her paranoid.
She thinks
brother.
He's paranoid, and he is a gun dealer, as yeah. well as having the ability to make bullets.
Right.
And I said, get in touch with the NRA, that this is the last person that they want to have representing what they stand for, and they may be able to intervene in a way that you can't. Okay.
They say, I think I've stumped you a bit, Dr. Joy. It is a seriously complicated issue. We've gone round and round as a family for years and years. Really, there are very few options. I'm going to ask you some specific questions that perhaps you can help with. I would most likely be the person most able to talk to him, but I'm too frightened. I haven't seen him in years. The most recent contact I had from him was warning me that people may be contacting me with untruths about him and that I should tell him immediately that he was under personal attack. I ignored it and did not respond. This is frequent from him. Someone is persecuting him, etc., etc. Question number one. How can I get out from under this continuous fear and have a life? I have children who are the reason I cut ties with him, but I live with a black cloud hovering over me. Question number two:
Wait a minute. I mean, in theory, I don't know how serious the threat is, but certainly one of the things to do is to move away where he doesn't know where you are, and change your phone number. So if he has no way of getting in touch with you, he has no way of getting in touch with you.
Question number two, do any of your listeners have advice?
Well, I think they're going to say the same thing.
And question number three, some of my earliest childhood memories are of his violence and rants. Is it possible to replace these memories with happier ones? Do you have any tricks? I feel almost like these memories are flashbacks, for lack of a better word. I physically shake and feel sick after remembering. Thank you. I'm sorry we can't speak. I picked up the phone a dozen times, but I simply can't. I so appreciate you and your lovely producers.
Well, there you go. In terms of flashbacks, I mean, you're not being specific enough with me. Again, this is one of the issues about email versus phone calls. You could certainly be treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know if you've ever been to a therapist. Hypnosis can sometimes work. One of the things that we know about flashbacks is that talking about them actually does reduce their intensity quite often. There are also some techniques that you can use to yoke unpleasant memories with positive memories, whether it's biofeedback or there's actually some rapid eye movement retraining stuff that can be done. I mean, you know, it sounds like finding a therapist might be a really good idea. And the advantage about finding a therapist is in most states, confidentiality is part of our ethical responsibility. But most states have rules that suspend the confidentiality in the case that we feel that somebody is going to do harm to themselves or someone else. So by confiding in a therapist, you may be able to have an ally who can go through channels that you can't in terms of keeping an eye on your brother or... it would seem to me that Homeland Security is an obvious place to start because the rules for what you can do and what you can't do when you're talking about a terrorist threat are much broader than apply in ordinary situations. So, I would certainly talk about a therapist if you're truly feeling, and it sounds like you're feeling scared most times, is move someplace else and with no forwarding address and no phone that get a different phone number. And most people are not willing to invest a huge amount of time and effort in tracking somebody down. If you can get in touch with somebody, you do. You can certainly have a separate phone number that goes to a machine that you not only do you not answer, but you don't even listen to. So that if you don't know that he's calling to threaten you, then perhaps you're a bit safer. But I think talking with a therapist is probably not a bad idea for all the reasons that we just talked about. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. This just seems to me somehow, with all the uncertainty financially in the world, that this is something that you could really sink your teeth into, right? It turns out that Japanese and American fighting robots are going to square off with one another in a year. I mean, doesn't that just make your heart beat fast? It doesn't? All right, so here's the deal. The battle would pitch the 12,000-pound Megabots Mark II against the Suidobashi Karatus, which weighs 9,000 pounds. Well, that's not fair.
A little bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah. Now, Sui, who I'm going to call Sui for short, has responded saying it accepts the challenge on one condition, saying as long as the fight was hand-to-hand. Just building something huge and sticking guns on it, it's super American. We can't let another country win this. Giant robots are Japanese culture. But, you know, we really need melee combat. Sui accepted the challenge and demands hand-to-hand combat. However, did not say whether or not would agree to the terms. The Karatus robot, which cost 135 million yen, which is about 700,000 pounds, is 4 meters high compared to the 5-meter Megabot. Well, I mean, the Mega is so much bigger. It's controlled by one person rather than Megabot's two pilots, but that does not appear to have put off the owner. There you go. I suppose they'll probably make it into a Broadway musical. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, I was listening yesterday when you were talking about Donald Trump and some of the other stuff. And I think it'd be great if you could get Donald Trump on the radio on your show one of these days.
I'm trying.
He's got a lot of good ideas. I think sometimes he's just a little bit, he's very outspoken, which I think is a good thing these days. But I think some of his words that he was saying about the Mexican immigrants and the criminals coming from Mexico and the bad people coming up from Mexico were a little bit misunderstood, maybe, or...
Well, or I don't know. He's,
little
he's,
bit, he could have been a little bit more diplomatic.
Yeah, I certainly would agree with that. He certainly had a chance to kind of backpedal a bit or explain and hasn't really very much, so
yeah,
what can I tell you?
I think he's a good candidate, but I don't know how electable he is right now.
Yeah, I don't think he probably is, and anyway, I don't even think he'd take the job. It'd be such a huge pay cut.
But he's got a lot of good ideas, and he speaks the truth. I believe pretty much. I think most of the stuff he was saying was pretty much right on.
Well, I mean, look, if you look at
he's a good business person, and I think we need a good business, economic, real person that, you know, in for it for, and a conservative for America right now. I just
I'm going to see if I can get him on. But look, if we look at the history of this country, that England didn't send the cream of the crop here. They emptied the jails. That Castro did the same thing when he sent Cubans here. That by and large, people who have good education and good jobs don't really necessarily have a reason to leave. So it's almost by definition people who are having a hard time, and either because of education or opportunities or whatever. So I mean, that in and of itself, to say, well, the people who have nothing and come here, some people do incredibly well and some people don't. I mean, that's an understandable statement, but to make an entire group of people who are, by and large, very hardworking and say, well, they're criminals, you know, that they're and rapists is really, I mean, that's like saying that everybody who came to America were scum.
I don't think he said all Mexicans, but.
Well, he said people who come here, I think. So it was.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he was talking about all the Mexicans. I mean, he was talking mainly about the criminals and the bad, the drug.
Well, but that isn't what he said. And,
well,
you know, and
maybe I didn't hear exactly.
And I think that, look, between bigotry and political correctness, I think is a lot of real estate. And I think you really put your thumb on it, which is just being a bit more careful and trying to be accurate rather than getting flamboyant.
Well,
and unfortunately, news is what makes the news is flamboyant statements.
Well, yeah, and also the mainstream news now is very, very much left Democrat run.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to call Fox, left or Democrat.
But 70-80% of the other news networks and
Listen, whatever the news were, whatever the news networks were or were not, most people do not get their news from the news networks anymore. So whether they're good guys, bad guys, left, right, or striped, that isn't where most people are getting their information. So regardless of what they were or what they are, that's not where most people. People get their news from. From the internet, they get it from comedy shows. So, you know, I think the idea of assuming that Americans are all sheep that are guided by whatever shepherd seems to be giving us that evening news is not accurate. I mean, I think it's just that we're a lot more stubborn than that. I think we're probably a lot more independent thinking than that, and we get our news from sources that, I mean, you know, Uncle Walter is not our news beacon anymore. And hasn't been for quite some time.
Yeah, it was a different, way different world back then. And,
Amen.
And like you were saying about, I don't know if I guess who you're talking about, the pilgrims and the people that came over on the Mayflower or whatever in the 1800s to Plymouth Rock or to the East Coast.
They mostly came out of debtor's prison.
Is that right?
The murders and the rapists went to Australia. The debtors, the burglars and the deadbeats came to America. Look, people who are doing well don't leave the country, right, and go someplace that's unknown, which is dangerous. People who have nothing to lose are the ones who do things like that. So it's always been that way.
Yeah, and people that aren't given a hard time or persecuted or...
Can't make it legally, and therefore doing illegal things, and whether it means stealing a loaf of bread to feed your family. Yeah. I mean, the idea is... I mean, it's nonsensical to think that the upstanding, upright, educated, wonderful people are the ones who are going to go off to the end of the world. They're not. There's no reason for them to do it. They have a perfectly great life where they are. It's people who don't have a perfectly good life where they are that are going to sort of take the risk because they have much less to lose. So.
Yeah, I just think Trump has some good words to say.
I'm doing my best.
And I think when you talk to him one on one or something, you know that it's he's a little bit more.
Donald can be quite charming. There's no question.
As
can we all. All right, I'm on it. I'm really on it.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
855-993-7569.
If I get Donald on, does that mean I have to have everybody else on? Ooh, can of worm city, huh? Manny, help me on this. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.